when you think about Valentine's Day, which will be here next week, you know, chocolate comes to mind.
Yes.
And if you're one
lots
of those
of
folks that scramble at the last minute to buy something sweet, you don't have to worry. You can actually do it starting this weekend. Our friends at the Epiphany Lutheran Church, they've got their chocolate festival happening once again. We have Ashley Plyler joining us, as well as Arlene Basilio. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're back at it again.
Yes, sir.
This is year
15.
15.
Yes.
And this started why exactly and when? Like, who came up with the idea and decided to do it at this time? Kind of give us that quick history lesson.
Oh, great question. This is a brainchild of one of our former members. She has now moved on and is in the great beyond, but is looking on. We wanted a way to say, hey, here we are. Come as you are. All are welcome. And just have some inexpensive family fun.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And everyone loves chocolate, right?
Yeah, everybody. Everyone.
All ages.
And even if you don't like chocolate, right, Ashley, there are some other options at the chocolate festival.
There are. I mean, we've got popcorn, hot dogs, chips, sodas.
Okay.
I mean, bounce houses for adults and kids if you want to get in there, and some face painting. You don't have to eat chocolate. We still accept you.
Yeah. Was there a reason why you decided to do it at this time of the year? Was it close to the Valentine's Day rush and you didn't want to compete exactly
correct.
On top of Valentine's
That's
Day?
That's correct.
Okay.
So we have a twofold in there. We have the Super Bowl on Sunday because we sell chili as well. And we also have Valentine's
Day. I
mean,
this is a one-stop shop.
It is.
So close to the Super Bowl and then close to Valentine's Day without competing with really each one on top of it.
Right.
Okay, great. All right, so walk us through. So I'm going to bring my whole family out there. When does it start? So first of all, we need to tell folks it's this Saturday, right?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yep. Saturday, February the 7th. Sorry, I'm all wrong on my dates. Okay, so Saturday, February the 7th from 11 to 3.
Correct.
So I'm going to bring my whole family out there. What do I need to bring with me, either cash-wise, card-wise, or bag-wise, and then take us from there?
So we do cash or card, try to make it a little bit easier for you. You really only need to bring you and whatever you want to spend, because there we can provide you bags. We're selling new bags this year to be a little bit more sustainable, but also to hold more of your candies that you buy and the chocolates, because nothing's worse than having your plastic bag and it break on your way out the door and all of your treats just falling on the floor.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get your bag, you come out. But when you're there, we've got a specialized kid zone. So your kids don't always have to be beside you trying to grab all of the treats that you are trying to minimize. Maybe you want to buy them something special for Valentine's Day you don't want them to see. Just send them off to the kid zone. We've got, you know, people who will be out there watching. They've got the bounce house, and we'll have some face painting, and all that's free of charge. It's just complimentary.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And from there, we've got a raffle tent out front where you can buy your tickets, again, cash or card. We'll have a food court with popcorn and ice cream, a chocolate fountain, crepes, deep fried treats, hot dogs, and chili. And then our bake sale from the church members, as well as Jeanette's Creation. And she has been with us many years. Not exactly sure how many.
The whole 15 years.
Yes. And so we make sure that we snag her early and get on her calendar, because she comes from Pennsylvania.
To travel all the way down here for us.
What does she make that's so popular?
Oreos.
Nutter Butters. These like Reese cup kind of deliciousness.
She makes
Okay.
Well, you're making this hard for folks that are really trying to stick to that New Year's resolution.
Well, yeah,
to
I want to give a shout out.
Healthy.
She mentioned ice cream, not just any ice cream.
Yes.
Also a sponsor for 15 years is PW's.
Of course.
So it's
we
PW's
love them.
Ice cream. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not just
yeah.
any.
So.
Love
yeah.
them. They're a big
They're great.
Friend of our
yes.
shows here.
Yes.
All right, so you can come and you can get anything really with chocolate that you want, from cakes to pies to
candy.
Yeah.
Cookies.
Cookies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Brownies.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll take that too. We like that. While this is an opportunity to reach out to the community and welcome those in the surrounding area, this is also a fundraiser for a nonprofit that the committee at your church or part of the Chocolate Festival that you all select. And walk us through what that process is like and who will be the honoree this year.
So each year we try to give back the proceeds from the Chocolate Festival to give back. As fellows, we should do that. We choose a charity each year. This year, we have chosen Area 11, Special Olympics, to sponsor a child to go to Minnesota in June. So
for their 2026 Special Olympics USA Games.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, we love them around here, too. So, excited.
Do nonprofits reach out to you? Do you all as a committee just kind of see what the need is? Yeah.
We have not had one reach out yet. Generally, we have someone who's affiliated with that charity. In this situation, we do have some church members who are very active in Area 11 Special Olympics, and they did bring that to our committee, but not the actual charity.
Yeah, that's okay.
We welcome that, though. So if any are listening, that keeps us from struggling each year. But where do we go? Where do we go?
Oh, Arlene, that's great. Well, it's the Epiphany Lutheran Church's Chocolate Festival, annual Chocolate Festival. It's celebrating 15 years this year. It is Saturday, February the 7th. That's tomorrow from 11 to 3, right there at the church. The activities and everything else, that's free. But if you want to buy your chocolate, anything covered in chocolate, you need to bring cash and card. But as you just heard, it goes back to such a great cause. Over the years, what kind of response have you seen post the Chocolate Festival? You said you wanted to use this as an opportunity to reach out to the community, maybe welcome people to church. Because if you've never been to church, if you don't know the books of the Bible and you want to, it can be a little overwhelming walking into a church and you don't know the protocol. And this might be a softer way to introduce folks to walk around a church, the grounds, walk into the church. So what have you seen post the Chocolate Festival over 15 years in response to have people come back, have people join your church? What's that relationship been like?
We have had people come back, being able to see the church in a different environment. Epiphany is a little bit different. We are not as, I like to say stuffed shirt. It's really come as you are. If you're in sandals, if you're in cutoffs, whatever, just as long as you're there, we will love you. So yes, we have seen a great response with that. People are very unarmed, if you will. So yes.
Love it.
That's great.
Well, again, they've been doing this for 15 years, so you know it's a sweet, good time out there at the Epiphany Lutheran Churches.
I was about to say, keeping
it sweet. I'm trying to. At the Chocolate Festival. It's from 11 to 3, and if you want to know where they're located, they're right there off of really Main Street across from
ATC.
Yep. And you've seen the church before. It's brown. It's got
it's kind of like green.
It's
now.
Green. It's green now.
No
painted.
Way.
Oh,
yes.
When did that happen?
Not painted.
Whole new siding.
Oh, we need to jazz things up.
I like it.
So now it's green. Well, that shows you how long I've been on that part of the town.
It just happens. So don't feel bad.
Thank you, Ashley. Thank you. All right. Well, look for the green church, not the brown one for sure. But well, good. Well, everyone needs a little nip and tuck and a facelift every now and then. I love it.
Nothing like a good event to spruce up, right?
That's it. All right. Well, Ashley Plyler and Arlene Vasilio, thank you both so much for what you all do and for welcoming the community and introducing them to the church. That's fantastic.
Thank you.